Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings.
I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 8 with verses 5 through 8. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." Jesus said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed." Amen. Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Most should feel unworthy to allow Jesus to enter your home, but I would think that more so your being, until you commit to allowing him to heal every aspect of the sufferings you experience or live as the job you call employment, seeking a vocation as the lifelong joy you know it. It sounded like the centurion recognized the divinity of Jesus, acknowledging a faith Jesus would call out as amazing. You see, Jesus wants you to think that everything about him is amazing, where love, faith, and hope are lived constantly as your vocation of knowing redemption firsthand. Here, we seek to live humble, overcoming the need to retaliate or try and get even for any situation that life can create. Your Savior wants you to live as he lived, seeking not your own gains, but allowing the joy of salvation to encounter others in absolute charity. You know, the absolute smile of Jesus, willing to give until it hurts, but more importantly, forgive what once used to be a curse. Once Jesus enters under your roof, the appeal to live with less becomes the more you accomplish in sharing our life of living redeemed. As a Catholic, every day before we consume the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we say aloud, "Lord, I am not worthy that you enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." Allow Jesus to enter under your roof, and your soul too will be healed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law's continued healing. She's the grandmother of Brittany, who has healing prayers daily to overcome brain cancer. Praise God. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis, as we continue to call out and ask for Louis to find work. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Lord, we're lifting up this couple as we continue to pray in your precious blood by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts them. My poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. It's chapter 8, verses 5 through 8. Three stanzas of poem, ongoing. It's titled, "Worthy Not for You to stop by. Capernaum entered Jesus walking. Him approached centurion fervent, appealing to Jesus talking, dreadfully suffering paralyzed servant. Him cure will I, said Jesus' loving reply. Centurion heeded his cry, worthy not for you to stop by. Roof mine under, enter not. Word yours thunder, she'll be healed on the spot. Amen. I'm Tom Shokruz Wiggins. It's January 15th, 2023. We're recording this morning at 5:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we certainly could have chosen the Eucharist as a discussion today. Worthy not that he enters under our roof, but when he says the word, our souls are healed. We pray for this beauty of redemption in each and every one of you. May you come to understand the beauty of Christ's body, blood, soul, and divinity, of his Eucharistic love. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, God bless you as we close today at 7-Eleven in the name of Jesus. 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 God bless you. Oh, Jesus, I'm not worthy for you to enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.